Welcome back to Mbaga Media, Tech Talk. You know, we've all felt that little bit of friction with technology, right? That moment when it just doesn't quite work the way you expect, or it feels a little obtuse. It's a sentiment that recently got a pretty powerful endorsement from someone who knows a thing or two about tech design.
Oh, you must be talking about Johnny Ive. He's the design guru who really shaped so much of Apple's iconic hardware. What did he say exactly?
Exactly. At OpenAI's developer conference, he stated, and I'm paraphrasing here, that he doesn't think we have an easy relationship with our technology at the moment. It's a profound observation, isn't it? It's not just a designer's musing, it's something that echoes in our daily lives, that quiet hum of dissatisfaction beneath the surface of all this constant connectivity we experience.
That really resonates. And it's particularly relevant when we talk about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, especially concerning our children. The conversation often gets so laser-focused on the future, on jobs, on economic potential, and, of course, the ever-looming presence of AI.
That's right. We talk about STEM in terms of its return on investment, its utility, its ability to secure a prosperous future. And while there's absolutely value in preparing our kids for the world ahead, this relentless focus on a purely economic or vocational outcome risks missing something far more fundamental. It feels a bit like trying to understand a symphony by only analyzing the sheet music's market value.
I love that analogy. And I think this narrow, ROI-driven view might actually be contributing to the very uncertainty we perceive around STEM careers. When we frame technology solely as a pathway to a specific job or a guaranteed income stream, we create a rather fragile foundation, don't we?
Precisely. What happens when those jobs evolve, or when the economic landscape shifts? If our children's engagement with STEM is built only on the promise of future earnings, then a changing future naturally breeds anxiety. This is why we really need to shift our perspective. Understanding technology, especially for young minds, should be about so much more than just future employability.
It should be about cultivating a deeper, more humanistic engagement. One that prioritizes curiosity, wonder, and a genuine connection with the tools that shape our world. Imagine a career path diagram, but instead of a straight line, it's a sprawling, interconnected web of possibilities, with a giant question mark hovering right in the center. That feels a lot more like the reality we're navigating.
So, let's dig into why this return on investment approach, while seemingly practical, actually falls short when it comes to fostering genuine, lasting interest in STEM for children. It can inadvertently create immense pressure, can't it? Kids pick up on it, the unspoken expectation that they must excel in math and science to secure their future.
And that pressure can stifle creativity and turn learning into a chore, a means to an end, rather than an exploration. What happens when a child doesn't immediately grasp a complex concept, or when their natural inclination pulls them in a different direction? The ROI mindset can lead to feelings of inadequacy, anxiety, and ultimately, a disengagement from fields that should, by their very nature, be exciting and accessible.
This brings us to the critical importance of intrinsic motivation. What truly makes a child want to learn about science and technology? It's rarely about a projected salary in 20 years, is it? It's about that spark of wonder, that moment of aha when they understand something new, or when they figure out how to make something work. It's about the sheer joy of discovery.
And this is where Johnny Ive's sentiment about wanting devices to make us happy becomes a powerful lens. He's not talking about profit margins, he's talking about the emotional and experiential aspects of technology. He's highlighting that technology should enhance our lives, bring us joy, and connect us, not just serve as a tool for productivity or a vehicle for economic gain.
Think about the typical STEM education narrative. It often emphasizes problem-solving, efficiency, and logical deduction. These are, of course, vital skills. But when they are the only things emphasized, we risk presenting technology as a purely functional entity, devoid of human warmth or personal meaning. We forget that at its core, technology should serve human needs and aspirations. It should be designed for us, not just by us in a vacuum.
Consider a simple example, a child who spends hours meticulously building a complex Lego castle. Are they thinking about their future career as an architect or engineer? Probably not. They're driven by the joy of creation, the satisfaction of seeing their vision take shape, the imaginative play it enables. That natural curiosity, that pure engagement with building and understanding how things fit together, is the raw material we need to nurture.
I encourage you to take a moment, as you listen, to recall a childhood experience with technology that sparked genuine wonder for you. Maybe it was your first encounter with a video game, a simple calculator that seemed like magic, or even just watching a fascinating nature documentary. What was it about that experience that captivated you?
Was it the promise of a future job, or was it something more immediate, more visceral? It was likely the feeling of awe, the sense of possibility, the pure, unadulterated fun of engaging with something new and intriguing. That feeling, that intrinsic motivation, is the fertile ground where a true, lifelong appreciation for STEM can grow.
Now, let's delve deeper into this idea of our relationship with technology. What does it actually mean to have an easy or, conversely, a difficult relationship with the devices and systems that permeate our lives? A difficult relationship often manifests as frustration, confusion, or a feeling of being overwhelmed. We struggle to use a new app, we can't figure out a setting, or we feel a sense of dread when our device malfunctions.
An easy relationship, on the other hand, feels intuitive, seamless, and even delightful. It's when technology works for us, anticipating our needs and enhancing our capabilities without demanding excessive effort or causing undue stress. Johnny Ive's perspective powerfully highlights the role of design and user experience in shaping this relationship.
It's not just about the underlying code or the processing power, it's about the feeling the technology evokes. It's about how it looks, how it sounds, and how it responds to our touch. When technology is thoughtfully designed, it becomes an extension of ourselves, a tool that empowers us rather than a barrier that hinders us. This understanding is crucial for children.
Learning about technology shouldn't require them to become expert coders or engineers from day one. Instead, they need to develop into thoughtful, critical users. They need to understand the purpose behind the tools they interact with, to appreciate the design choices that have been made, and to recognize that technology is a product of human intention. This leads directly to the importance of critical thinking about technology.
In a world where AI is rapidly advancing and our digital footprints are ever expanding, it's not enough to simply know how to use technology. We, and our children, need to understand its implications, its potential biases, and its capacity for both immense good and significant harm. We need to encourage them to ask why, not just how.
Why was this feature designed this way? Who benefits from this technology? What are the potential unintended consequences? This critical engagement allows us to move beyond passive consumption and become active, informed participants in the technological landscape. Ultimately, what kids need is to learn to talk to their technology.
This isn't about literal conversation, but about developing a sophisticated understanding of its purpose, its limitations, and the most meaningful ways to interact with it. It means recognizing that a smartphone is not just a portal to endless entertainment, but a tool for connection, learning, and creation. It means understanding that an AI chatbot is not an oracle, but a sophisticated pattern-matching engine that can assist us in specific ways.
This ability to talk to technology, to engage with it meaningfully and critically, is precisely what addresses the description's point about not having an easy relationship with our technology at the moment. By fostering this deeper understanding, we can move towards a more harmonious coexistence. Imagine the contrast: on one side, a complex, almost intimidating circuit board, representing the inner workings; on the other, a beautifully designed, intuitive app interface, representing the user's experience. We need to bridge that gap.
As we look towards an increasingly uncertain future in STEM careers, it becomes clear that technical proficiency alone is not enough. We need to focus on the skills that are truly essential for navigating this evolving landscape. And at the forefront of these skills is the art of observation. Science, at its very root, is about paying attention to the world around us.
How can we encourage our children to observe more keenly, whether it's the intricate patterns of a leaf, the subtle changes in the weather, or the way a particular piece of software functions? This foundational skill fuels scientific inquiry and sparks curiosity. It's about noticing the details that others might miss, and asking questions based on those observations.
Complementing observation is the critical component of empathy. How does understanding human needs, desires, and experiences inform the development of technology? If technology is truly meant to make our lives better, happier, and more fulfilling, then it must be built with a deep understanding of the human condition. This is where the seemingly soft skills become incredibly important.
Storytelling, for instance, helps us convey complex ideas and connect with others on an emotional level. Art and design engage our aesthetic sensibilities and shape our perception. Philosophy encourages us to ponder ethical dilemmas and question our assumptions. These disciplines are not separate from STEM, they are integral to it, enriching and guiding its application.
Think about it, a brilliant algorithm is only truly successful if it addresses a genuine human need and is implemented in a way that is considerate of human impact. Jony Ive's vision of technology that makes us happy is inherently tied to empathy. It requires designers and engineers to step into the shoes of the user, to understand their challenges, and to create solutions that genuinely improve their lives.
This isn't just about building the next groundbreaking gadget, it's about building tools that foster connection, creativity, and well-being. So, what kind of activities can help cultivate these crucial skills? We can encourage nature journaling, where children sketch and write about their observations of the natural world.
We can challenge them to design simple solutions for everyday problems they encounter, whether it's a more convenient way to store toys or a better system for organizing their homework. We can engage them in discussions about the ethics of new technologies, prompting them to consider the societal implications of AI, social media, or genetic engineering.
These activities, often infused with gentle, thoughtful music that encourages reflection, move beyond rote memorization and technical drills, fostering a more holistic and humanistic approach to understanding and engaging with the world around them. Ultimately, the future of technology, and our children's place within it, should be grounded in human well-being and fulfillment.
This means reiterating that STEM is not merely a vocational pipeline for future jobs, but a fundamental way of understanding the world and a powerful means of shaping it for the better. When we foster a sense of wonder, encourage creativity, and promote critical engagement with technology, we are not just preparing children for careers, we are equipping them with the tools to lead more fulfilling lives and to contribute to more meaningful technological advancements.
The uncertainty we perceive in STEM futures isn't necessarily about specific job roles disappearing overnight. Rather, it's about the fundamental shift in how we should approach technology's development and its integration into our lives. The focus is moving from purely functional utility to holistic impact. It's about building technology that aligns with our values, enhances our experiences, and contributes positively to society.
And this is where parents and educators play a vital role. So, what practical, actionable advice can we offer? Firstly, prioritize play and exploration. Let children tinker, experiment, and even fail without judgment. Their curiosity is their greatest asset. Secondly, encourage questions. Foster an environment where why is celebrated as much as how.
Prompt them to think critically about the technology they use daily. Thirdly, connect STEM to their interests. If they love art, explore digital art tools. If they are passionate about animals, investigate how technology is used in conservation. Fourthly, emphasize the human element. Discuss the ethical considerations, the societal impact, and the creative potential of technology.
Finally, model a healthy relationship with technology yourself. Show them that technology is a tool to be used intentionally, not a master to be served. The most valuable return on investment we can offer our children in the realm of STEM is not a guaranteed job title or a hefty salary. It is a deeper understanding of themselves, of the world, and of their capacity to shape it.
It is the cultivation of curiosity, critical thinking, and empathy. By nurturing these human-centered qualities, we empower them to navigate an uncertain technological future with confidence, creativity, and a profound sense of purpose, ultimately leading to a more harmonious and joyful coexistence with the technology that surrounds us. This human-centric approach, this emphasis on wonder and connection, is not about abandoning rigor or downplaying the importance of technical skills. Far from it.
Instead, it's about building a stronger, more resilient foundation for learning. When children are intrinsically motivated, when they see technology as something that can bring them joy and understanding, they are far more likely to persevere through challenges. They'll spend extra time wrestling with a complex coding problem not because they have to for a grade, but because they are driven by the desire to see their creation come to life.
This is the kind of deep, engaged learning that truly prepares them for any future. Let's consider this from a design perspective, drawing again on Jony Ive's insights. He often speaks about the beauty of simplicity, about how the most elegant designs are those that fade into the background, becoming almost invisible, allowing the user to focus on the task at hand.
This principle can be applied to how we introduce STEM to children. We don't need to bombard them with complex jargon or overwhelming technical details right away. Instead, we can present STEM concepts in ways that are intuitive, engaging, and, dare I say, delightful. Think about the user interface of a well-designed app. It guides you, it's aesthetically pleasing, and it makes a complex set of functions feel accessible. We can strive for a similar elegance in our educational approaches.
This means moving beyond the traditional textbook and lecture model, at least as the sole approach. It means embracing hands-on learning, project-based activities, and opportunities for creative exploration. Imagine a science class where students aren't just memorizing the periodic table, but are tasked with designing a new material for a specific purpose, understanding the properties of elements as they go.
Or a math lesson that involves building a scale model of a building, grappling with geometry and ratios in a tangible, exciting way. These experiences tap into that intrinsic motivation, that desire to create and understand, and make STEM feel less like a subject to be mastered and more like a world to be explored. And this exploration doesn't have to be confined to a classroom.
The world is brimming with STEM learning opportunities. A walk in the park can become an exploration of botany and ecology. A visit to a science museum can ignite a passion for physics or astronomy. Even everyday activities, like baking a cake, understanding chemical reactions and precise measurements, or helping with a home repair project, learning about mechanics and problem solving, offer fertile ground for STEM engagement.
The key is to frame these experiences with a sense of curiosity and wonder, encouraging children to ask questions and seek understanding. Consider the rise of maker spaces and community workshops. These environments are fantastic examples of fostering a deeper, more humanistic engagement with technology. They provide tools, resources, and a collaborative atmosphere where individuals can bring their ideas to life.
Children can learn to use 3D printers, laser cutters, and microcontrollers, not necessarily to become manufacturing technicians, but to understand the principles of design, engineering, and digital fabrication. They learn by doing, by experimenting, and by iterating, a process that is both educational and deeply satisfying. It's about empowering them to be creators, not just consumers, of technology.
This shift in perspective also has significant implications for how we talk about failure in STEM. In a high-stakes, ROI-driven environment, failure is often seen as a negative outcome, something to be avoided at all costs. But in reality, failure is an indispensable part of the scientific and engineering process. Every great discovery, every groundbreaking invention, is built upon a foundation of countless experiments that didn't quite work out as planned.
When we create an environment where experimentation and iteration are encouraged, and where failure is viewed as a learning opportunity rather than a personal deficit, we liberate children to take risks and to push the boundaries of their understanding. Think about the iterative design process. A team might develop a prototype, test it, identify flaws, and then refine it. This cycle of build-test-learn is fundamental to innovation.
By encouraging children to embrace this process, we teach them resilience, problem-solving skills, and a valuable mindset that will serve them well in any field. This is where the easy relationship with technology that Jony Ive mentioned comes into play. When we understand that setbacks are part of the process, and when we have the tools and the mindset to navigate them, our relationship with technology becomes less fraught with anxiety and more open to discovery.
Furthermore, this humanistic approach to STEM education helps to demystify technology. Often, the perceived complexity of STEM fields can be intimidating. By focusing on the underlying principles, the creative potential, and the real-world applications, we can make these subjects more accessible and less daunting. We can highlight the stories of scientists and engineers, not just their equations and formulas.
We can showcase how technology has been used to solve pressing global challenges, from developing life-saving medicines to creating sustainable energy solutions. These narratives can be incredibly inspiring and can help children see themselves as potential contributors to these important fields. This brings us back to the idea of talking to technology.
It's about developing a nuanced understanding, a critical awareness, and a sense of agency. When children learn to code, for example, it's not just about mastering syntax. It's about understanding logical flow, breaking down complex problems into smaller parts, and developing computational thinking skills. It's about learning to communicate instructions to a machine, and in doing so, gaining a deeper understanding of how complex systems are built and how they operate.
This is a form of digital literacy that is becoming increasingly essential in our interconnected world. And this digital literacy extends beyond coding. It involves understanding how algorithms work, how data is collected and used, and the ethical implications of these processes. It means being able to discern credible information from misinformation online. It means understanding how social media platforms are designed to engage us and the potential impact this has on our well-being.
These are not just technical skills, they are critical life skills for navigating the 21st century. When we equip children with this understanding, we empower them to be discerning users and responsible digital citizens. Consider the example of artificial intelligence. We often hear about AI in terms of its potential to automate jobs or its futuristic capabilities.
But a more humanistic approach would focus on understanding AI as a tool, a set of sophisticated algorithms designed to perform specific tasks. It would involve exploring how AI is already being used to improve healthcare, to enhance scientific research, and to create new forms of art and entertainment. It would also involve a critical examination of its limitations, its potential biases, and the ethical questions it raises.
This balanced perspective fosters a more informed and less fearful engagement with this powerful technology. This emphasis on critical thinking and ethical awareness is precisely what helps bridge the gap between technical proficiency and true understanding. It's about asking not just can we build this, but should we build this? And if so, how can we build it in a way that benefits humanity and minimizes harm?
These are the profound questions that arise when we approach STEM with a humanistic lens. So, how do we translate this into actionable steps for parents and educators? Firstly, let's reframe the narrative. Instead of solely focusing on future jobs, let's talk about the joy of discovery, the power of problem solving, and the potential to make a positive impact on the world. Let's share stories of innovation that are driven by curiosity and a desire to help others, not just by economic imperative.
Secondly, embrace hands-on, inquiry-based learning. Provide opportunities for children to experiment, to build, to create, and to explore their own questions. This could be through science kits, coding platforms, art projects that incorporate technology, or even simply by encouraging them to take things apart, safely, of course, to see how they work. Thirdly, foster a growth mindset.
Celebrate effort, perseverance, and learning from mistakes. Let children know that it's okay not to get it right the first time, and that challenges are opportunities for growth. This is crucial for building resilience in the face of complex STEM concepts. Fourthly, connect STEM to their passions. If a child loves animals, explore how technology is used in wildlife conservation or veterinary medicine.
If they are fascinated by music, investigate the science of sound or the technology behind music production. And finally, model a healthy relationship with technology yourself. Show children that technology is a tool to be used intentionally and mindfully. Be present with them, engage in activities that don't involve screens, and demonstrate how you use technology to learn, connect, and create.
The ultimate goal is to cultivate a generation that is not just technologically proficient, but also technologically wise. A generation that understands the power and potential of STEM, but also its limitations and its responsibilities. A generation that can approach technology with a sense of wonder, a spirit of inquiry, and a deep commitment to human well-being.
This is the essence of what Johnny Ive is articulating. It's about moving beyond the transactional relationship we often have with our devices, the constant checking, the endless scrolling, the feeling of being tethered. It's about fostering a more meaningful, more enriching connection. When technology is designed with human needs and aspirations at its core, and when we approach it with curiosity and critical awareness, it can indeed make us happy.
It can enhance our lives, expand our understanding, and empower us to create a better future. The perceived uncertainty in STEM futures isn't a signal that these fields are becoming less important, but that their nature is evolving. The jobs of tomorrow will undoubtedly require technical skills, but they will also demand adaptability, creativity, critical thinking, and a deep understanding of human needs.
By focusing on these foundational, human-centric skills, we are not only preparing our children for the jobs of the future, but we are equipping them with the tools to thrive in a rapidly changing world, to navigate complexity with confidence, and to contribute meaningfully to society. The return on investment in STEM education, when viewed through this lens, is immeasurable.
It's not just about economic security, it's about fostering intellectual curiosity, nurturing creativity, and cultivating a generation of thoughtful, engaged citizens who can harness the power of technology for the betterment of humanity. It's about ensuring that our relationship with technology, both individually and collectively, is one of harmony, understanding, and ultimately, joy. And that, I believe, is a future worth investing in.